VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. So, building and maintaining a relationship, whether with your friends, family, or partner, is a never-ending, lifelong learning process. And from time to time, we refuse to let go of our ego, which in turn shatters the relationships. So, this video sort of tells us to be the ones to apologize and what you could benefit from by just saying the simple word, sorry. Be sure to check out the video to find out how to accomplish that. At the beginning of the video, the speaker describes our behavior, saying that we spend a lot of time in relationships pointing out what's wrong with the other person. And today's sentence tells us this method actually doesn't work at all. We imagine that's a good strategy for getting what we want and for being happy in a couple. But that's nonsense. We imagine that's a good strategy for getting what we want and for being happy in a couple. But that's nonsense. 那这句话的意思就是，我们认为这是一个能让我们得到理想结果，并在一段关系中变得快乐的好方法。但这全是无稽之谈。那让我们赶快来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天的第一个发音重点是 imagine。Imagine。要记得这个 A 是发蝴蝶音 A, A, 而不是 A, 所以不是 imagine, 是 imagine, imagine。那第二个发音重点是 being, being, 这个字看起来很简单也很常见。要注意不要跟 be 的过去分词 been, B-E-E-N 搞混了。being 是 be 加 ing in, 所以是 being,being。 接下来就是今天的单字啦，一样是三个单字。第一个我们要看到 imagine， imagine 当作动词，意思是想象或是设想。 Can you imagine the world before the pandemic？ 你能想象疫情之前的世界吗？那它的名词是 imagination， imagination 意思是想象力或幻觉。It's been so long since I visited other countries. I feel like traveling is just in my imagination.
所以因为疫情我很久没有出国了，我感觉旅行这件事只是我的幻想。接下来第二个单字是 strategy.
Strategy, 它的意思是战略、策略。The general strategy leads to victory.
将军的战略奏效了。那 strategy 的形容词是 strategic， strategic， 要注意这个母音的发音不一样。 strategy 的 te 发的是 t， 那 strategic 的发音则是 t，
strategic， strategic， 它的意思是战略的。 These problems demonstrate the importance of strategic planning，
这些问题显示了战略性计划的重要性。最后一个单字我们看到 nonsense，
nonsense
它当作名词意思是谬论、胡扯。
This debate is very confusing to watch. Everyone is spouting nonsense.
举例来说，这场辩论赛让人看了很困惑，每个人都在胡扯。那有一个跟它很像的单字是 gibberish，
gibberish
它是名词意思是莫名其妙的话。
One of the contestants is nervous and starts talking gibberish.
例如，其中一个参赛者太紧张了，所以开始胡言乱语。
That's the end of today's podcast. So, this video serves as a reminder to take a step back and self-reflect. I feel like for me, it's easier said than done. Because, as the video mentioned, apologizing can be a bit intimidating.What do you think about today's video? Do you have any experience with the topic? Tell me in the comment section below, and I'll see you next week. Bye bye, everybody!